Current State's recent storytelling event, Pop-Up Stories, featured true first-person accounts of putting down roots. Roxanne Andrews reminded listeners that sometimes your roots aren't where you think they are.
My parents were born and raised in Michigan, and in 1959, they got married, and they figured there was more opportunity out west, and so they traveled across the United States, packed up everything they owned, and moved to California. So that's where I was born. We lived there for probably about 12 years. We had the typical California life. We spent a lot of time outside. We went to the beach. We went to the mountains. We went to Disneyland. And at one point, we lived two blocks away from the Rose Parade route. So instead of watching it on TV, we'd walk the two blocks, and it felt like it was in our backyard. Well, in March 1971, there was kind of a bad earthquake, and it scared my parents. And I overheard them talking, and they said that at least with a tornado, you get a warning. So they decided by June of that year to pack everything up and go home. Well, we didn't know Michigan. It wasn't our home. And so we did that. We packed up and we went. And as we traveled and got closer and closer to Michigan, I realized that things were much different than California. And especially as we got closer to the small town that we were going to live in, which is just north and east of Lansing. And honestly, as an 8-year-old kid, I looked around and I thought, are we in the jungle? Look at all this green and all the trees, and the grass was as tall as I was. And it was a far cry from the manicured lawns of Pasadena. So it was definitely culture shock. It was quiet at night. There were stars. it was foreign to me. So needless to say, I spent my childhood dreaming about going home, going back to California. So eventually I got married, and I was 20 years old. And my husband, who was also born in California, we decided that we would go home. So we packed up everything we owned, and we moved to California. So when we got there, at first I was like, oh man, this is wonderful, I'm home. But then I started realizing that it was much noisier than I remembered. It was much more crowded than I remembered. And where were all the trees that I remembered? So it just was totally different than what my 9-year-old brain had imagined it to be. So we were there, and one night I decided that I was going to go outside and look at the stars. And when I went outside, the sky was pink. The lights from the city just obliterated the stars. And so I started to get homesick for Michigan. And so my husband and I discussed it, and we, after 4 months of living in California, packed everything up and moved home. And I learned a big lesson that where your family is, where your friends are, where your heart is, that's really what home is. So we bought a home, we raised our kids in that small town that I thought was a jungle. That's my story.
Roxanne Andrews there on putting down roots in Michigan without really knowing it. Join us a week from tonight for our next Pop-Up Stories event. We'll be at Valley Court Park in East Lansing for true first-person stories about the call of the wild. These are encounters with the outdoors and with wildlife. All kinds of potential there. It starts at 7 p.m. We have room for a couple more storytellers. Connect with us on our Facebook page, Pop-Up Stories Lansing, or email us at currentstate@wkar.org. We hope to see you there.